This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Mary Jo Pullen, and this is Diabetic Living, and we have a new issue to start today. Let's begin with Your Healthy Life, the latest global diabetes news. Struggling to stay focused? Head outdoors. It's no secret that spending time in nature is good for you, but new research has added another reason to the list. It can boost attention, too. For the study, people were asked to count backwards from 1,000 in sevens, which is a mentally draining task, before moving on to an attention-related task. They were then sent on a technology-free 40-minute walk, either on a tree-lined path or an asphalt-laden one, before repeating the attention-related task. The participants that had walked in nature showed an improvement in their executive attention on that task, whereas the urban walkers did not, says Amy McDonald, a University of Utah psychology researcher and one of the study's authors. It's thought that being in a natural environment helps reset parts of the brain that traditionally become overused during stressful and taxing parts of everyday life. KeepSight hits a new milestone. The eye check reminder program called KeepSight registered its 400,000th participant recently. Delivered by Diabetes Australia in partnership with the eye sector, KeepSight is designed to make it easier for people living with diabetes to remember when they're due to get their eyes checked and to help detect eye problems that can lead to vision loss. This program is changing lives by supporting people with diabetes to proactively look after their eye health, says Diabetes Australia Group CEO Justine Kane. Having over 400,000 people now registered with the program is a very significant milestone. If you're living with diabetes and haven't registered yet, head to keepsight.org.au to get started. Need to know info about menopause and migraines. Fresh research shows that women who have migraines and a long-term history of hot flushes or night sweats as a result of menopause may have a higher cardiovascular disease risk as a result. While heart disease risk traditionally increases post-menopause, the researchers say the study's results makes heart disease and stroke prevention even more important for this group of women. It also highlights the importance of having a regular heart health check. This 20-minute checkup with your primary care physician helps you understand your risk of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 5 years, as well as the steps you can take to lower this risk. It's recommended annually for all adults aged over 45 or aged 30 and over for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. If you're living with diabetes, having a yearly heart health check after the age of 35 is recommended. Q&A Ask Dr. Marsh. Dr. Kate Marsh is an advanced accredited practicing dietitian and credentialed diabetes educator. Question: I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight to help improve my health and manage my diabetes. I've read that including plenty of protein at each main meal can help with weight loss. Why is this? And while I find it easy to make lunches and dinners that are rich in protein, I'd love some ideas for making my breakfasts packed with protein. Dr. Marsh says, including a healthy source of protein in every main meal may help with weight management by improving satiety. When you feel satisfied after a meal, you are less likely to overeat or get hungry and snack between meals. Consuming adequate protein along with regular exercise can also help to maintain muscle mass as you lose weight. While it generally isn't difficult to meet your daily protein needs, it's true that breakfast can be tricky. This can leave you feeling hungry throughout the morning, which is when you're more likely to reach for the snacks. Good options for a protein-rich breakfast include whole grain toast topped with eggs and veggies, baked beans, or sardines, a vegetable omelet, Greek yogurt with berries and plenty of nuts and seeds, vegetable frittata made with eggs and feta. Fill a whole grain wrap with Mexican beans, veggies, and avocado. Huevos rancheros, which are eggs in a spicy tomato sauce with mixed beans, and a tofu scramble. The sweet smell of happiness. A new study suggests that smelling familiar scents could potentially play a role in helping people with depression recover. It's thanks to the way familiar smells have the ability to trigger the recall of specific autobiographical memories and events. It's hoped this might help people break out of the negative thought cycles associated with depression and rewire thought patterns to assist in faster and smoother healing. 180. That's how many extra decisions people living with diabetes have to make each and every day. The pressure to get it right can eventually lead to something called diabetes distress, where feelings of frustration can overwhelm and make diabetes management even more challenging. The good news is, research suggests that meditating regularly can help, and it's a practice that may be beneficial for blood glucose management too. If you're keen to start meditating but haven't tried it before, a good place to start is by downloading a free app called Smiling Mind. Visit smilingmind.com.au to find out more. Q&A Ask Danielle. Danielle Veldhoen is a podiatrist. Question. I've just been diagnosed with diabetes, so haven't started finding specialists yet. Can I make an appointment with any podiatrist, or should they have experience with diabetes? Danielle says, your primary care physician or diabetes specialist may be able to provide some recommendations of other local health practitioners with a focus on diabetes based on your particular needs. All podiatrists have experience in providing diabetic foot assessments, education, advice, and treatment that's required to help prevent complications. Initially, this will involve taking a medical history. The podiatrist will also perform tests to check your sensation, circulation, biomechanics, and foot structure, and a dermatological assessment. They may also want to see how you walk and the type of footwear you wear. These are all non-invasive assessments that are quick to perform, but provide extremely important information that will help guide your management. A plan can be established to determine the type and frequency of treatment and monitoring you may need. If a higher level of care is required due to the type of foot problems you have, then you should be referred to a podiatry service that are specialists in diabetes-related complications. Could a multivitamin help you protect your memory? According to a new study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, taking a daily multivitamin in later life may help prevent age-related memory loss. Cognitive decline is among the top health concerns for most older adults, says the study's lead author, Chirag Vyas, from the Department of Psychiatry at Massachusetts General Hospital. And a daily supplement of multivitamins has the potential as an appealing and accessible approach to slow cognitive aging. The research found that taking a supplement containing more than 20 essential micronutrients slowed cognitive decline or aging by about 2 years. These findings will garner attention among many older adults who are, understandably, very interested in ways to preserve brain health, as they provide evidence for the role of a daily multivitamin in supporting better cognitive aging. Weight loss and self-compassion. What's the link? A new study suggests that being self-compassionate helps people engage in healthier weight loss habits. Many people worry that self-compassion will cause complacency and lead them to settle for inadequacy. But this study is a great example of how self-compassion can help people be more successful in meeting their goals, says the study's lead author, Charlotte Hagerman, from Drexel University in the United States. The road to achieving difficult goals, especially weight loss, is paved with setbacks. Practicing self-compassion helps people cope with self-defeating thoughts and feelings in response to setbacks so that they are less debilitated by them. In turn, they can more quickly resume pursuing their goals. Okay, let's move on to some recipes. 5 days dinners. Good for you meals don't need to be boring. These midweek recipes are bursting with flavor. Let's start with Monday's recipe, kale and bulgur tabbouleh with yogurt dressing. Prep 15 minutes, cook 15 minutes, serves 2 as a main. Begin with 3/4 cup of bulgur or cracked wheat, 1/2 cup of boiling water, 2 eggs, 2 ounces of trimmed kale, roughly chopped, 2 tablespoons of hazelnuts, toasted and chopped, 1 carrot cut into thin sticks, 3 scallions, roughly chopped, the seeds from 1/2 pomegranate or 1/8 cup of reduced sugar cranberries, roughly chopped, 1 teaspoon of chili flakes, and the juice of 1 lemon. For the dressing, 1/3 cup of fat-free Greek yogurt, the zest and juice of 1 lemon, 2 tablespoons of white wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons of water, 1 tablespoon each chopped dill and mint, and 1/4 clove of garlic crushed. Begin by putting the cracked wheat or bulgur into a small heat-proof bowl and pour over the boiling water. Mix well. Cover and set aside for 10 to 15 minutes or until al dente. Bring a small saucepan of water to a boil over high heat. Add the eggs and reduce heat to medium heat. Simmer for 6 minutes. Transfer to a bowl of cold water and set aside to cool. Peel the eggs and cut in half. To make the dressing, put all the ingredients into a small food processor or blender. Process until smooth. Use a fork to break up the bulgur. Add the kale, hazelnuts, carrot, scallions, pomegranate seeds, chili flakes, and lemon juice. Toss to combine. Add the dressing and toss to coat. Top with the eggs and serve. Nutritional information per serving, 490 calories. Protein, 24 grams. Total fat, 13 grams. Saturated fat, 2 grams. Carbs, 60 grams. Fiber, 15 grams. Sodium, 203 milligrams. Carb exchanges are 4. Glycemic index estimate is low. Tuesday, chili chicken wraps. Prep 10 minutes. Cook 25 minutes, serves 2 as a main. Begin with 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Next, 10 ounces of boneless, skinless chicken thigh fillets, trimmed of fat and cut into bite-sized pieces. 1/2 large white onion, thinly sliced into half moons. 1 clove of garlic, finely chopped. a 3/4 inch piece of ginger, finely chopped, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon of garam masala, 2 teaspoons of tomato paste, 1/2 long red chili, thinly sliced, 1/4 lemon, juiced, cut into wedges to serve, some freshly ground black pepper, 1/4 small onion, red onion, chopped, 2 tablespoons of mango chutney or lime pickle, 2 handfuls of mint or coriander, 2 tablespoons of fat-free Greek yogurt, and 2 mission wholemeal roti or round flatbread, warmed. Begin by heating the oil in a large nonstick frying pan over medium heat. Add the chicken and cook for 2 to 3 minutes or until browned all over. Remove from the pan and set aside. Add the onion, garlic, and ginger to the pan. Cook, stirring occasionally, for 5 minutes or until softened. Increase the heat to high. Return the chicken to the pan with the cumin masala, tomato paste, chili, and lemon juice. Season with pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally for 10 minutes or until the chicken is tender. Divide the chicken mixture, red onion, chutney, mint, coriander, and yogurt between the 2 flatbread. Roll up and serve with lemon wedges for squeezing over. Nutrition information per serving, 553 calories. Protein, 34 grams. Total fat, 26 grams. Saturated fat, 7 grams. Carbs, 40 grams. Fiber, 7 grams. Sodium, 619 milligrams. Carb exchange is 2.5. Glycemic index estimate is low. A lower carb option here would be to replace the roti with 2 lower carb wraps. On Wednesday, we have steamed salmon and veg rice bowl. Prep 10 minutes, cook 20 minutes, serves 2 as a main. Begin with 1/3 cup of brown rice, 1/4 pound of green beans, 1 large bok choy or pak choy, trimmed and chopped into chunks, and 2 3.5-ounce skinless and boneless salmon fillets trimmed of fat. For the dressing, 2 tablespoons of sweet soy sauce, the juice of 1.5 limes, 1/2 long red chili, deseeded and chopped, 2 teaspoons of rice vinegar, 2 teaspoons of granulated sugar, 4 scallions, finely chopped to serve, 2.5 tablespoons of mixed seeds, pumpkin, sesame, and sunflower to serve, and 2 teaspoons of pickled ginger, chopped to serve. To make the dressing, put all of the ingredients in a small bowl. Whisk to combine. Set aside. Cook the rice following the package instructions. Drain. Meanwhile, line a steamer basket with baking paper. Put the green beans, bok choy, and salmon in the lined steamer basket. Place over a wok of simmering water. Make sure the basket doesn't touch the water. Steam the fish for 5 to 8 minutes and the vegetables for 4 to 5 minutes or until cooked through. Spoon the rice into serving bowls, then top with the steamed fish and vegetables. Pour over some dressing and top with the green scallions, mixed seeds, and pickled ginger if you like. Nutritional information per serving, 543 calories. Protein, 32 grams. Total fat, 21 grams. Saturated fat, 5 grams. Carbs, 52 grams. Fiber, 8 grams. Sodium, 570 milligrams. Carb exchange is 3.5. Glycemic index estimate is medium. To make this a veggie meal completely, leave out the salmon and garnish with a handful of toasted pine nuts. For Thursday, we have vegetable broth with chicken. Prep 10 minutes plus standing serves 2 as a main. Begin with 2 teaspoons of olive oil, 10.5 ounces of chicken breast, skin on, trimmed a visible fat, 1 cup of reduced sodium or gluten-free chicken stock, 1 cup of water, 1 slice of sourdough bread or gluten-free bread cut into cubes, 2 tablespoons of grated Parmesan, 2 cups of baby spinach leaves, 4 asparagus spears, trimmed, halved, and cut into chunks. 1/4 cup of fresh or frozen peas. A 15-ounce can of no added sodium borlotti beans. And borlotti beans are also called cranberry beans. And dark or light kidney beans or cannellini beans or pinto beans can be substituted. Drained and rinsed. Begin by preheating your oven to 180 degrees centigrade fan forced or 400 degrees Fahrenheit conventional. Line a baking tray with baking paper. Next, heat 1 teaspoon of oil in a medium nonstick frying pan over medium heat. Add the chicken and cook for 2 to 3 minutes each side or until well browned. Transfer to a plate. Add the stock and the water to the pan and bring to a boil over medium heat. Return the chicken to the pan and cook for 5 minutes. Turn off the heat and cover with the lid. Set aside for 30 minutes. Put the bread cubes on the lined tray. Drizzle with the remaining oil, then scatter over the Parmesan. Bake for 6 minutes or until crunchy and golden. Transfer to a plate and set aside. Diagonally slice the chicken and place on a plate. Cover with foil to keep warm. Return the stock to the boil and add spinach, asparagus, and peas. Cook for 1 minute, then add the beans. Heat over medium heat until warmed through. Divide the soup between serving bowls. Top with the chicken and Parmesan croutons. Nutrition information per serving, 519 calories. Protein, 47 grams. Total fat, 23 grams. Saturated fat, 7 grams. Carbs, 30 grams. Fiber, 9 grams. Sodium, 681 milligrams. Carb exchanges are 2. Glycemic index estimate is low. Next we have, for Friday, baked piri-piri fish with crushed potatoes. Prep 10 minutes, cook 25 minutes, serves 2 as a main. Begin with 10.5 ounces of baby spud light potatoes. And these are low-carb potatoes. 1 red bell pepper cut into chunks. 2 teaspoons of red wine vinegar. 1 teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil for drizzling. Some freshly ground black pepper. And 2 5-ounce each boneless, firm, white fish fillets. To make the piri-piri sauce, you need 3 pickled jalapenos, 1/2 teaspoon of chili flakes, 1 clove of garlic, the zest and juice of 1/2 lemon, 2 teaspoons of red wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, and 2 teaspoons of smoked paprika. Begin by preheating your oven to 200 degrees centigrade fan forced or 425 Fahrenheit conventional. Line 2 baking trays with baking paper. Put the potatoes in a small saucepan and cover with plenty of cold water. Bring to a boil over high heat. Reduce the heat to medium and cook for 10 minutes or until tender. Drain well. Put the potatoes on one of the lined trays and use the back of a spatula to flatten the potatoes. Add the red bell pepper. Drizzle with the vinegar and the oil. Season with pepper and roast for 25 minutes. To make the piri piri sauce, put all of the ingredients in a small food processor. Process until smooth. Transfer to a bowl. Put the fish on the second tray and spoon over some of the sauce. Bake for the final 10 minutes of the potato cooking time. Serve the fish with the potatoes and any remaining sauce on the side. Nutritional information per serving: 411 calories. Protein, 36 grams. Total fat, 16 grams. Saturated fat, 3 grams. Carbs, 26 grams. Fiber, 7 grams. Sodium, 328 milligrams. Carb exchanges are 1.5. Glycemic index estimate is medium. Not sure what to do with the remaining leftovers that you have after making these meals? Try this. Bulgur, use in salads or as a binding agent when making meatballs or meatloaf. Hazelnuts, roast, chop, and sprinkle over salads or use in pasta dishes. Jalapenos, thinly slice and use when having tacos or sprinkle over pizzas or use in salads. Tomato paste, use in pasta sauces, as a base over pizzas or in soups and casseroles. Mango chutney and yogurt. Mix with yogurt, chopped mint, crushed garlic, and freshly ground black pepper. Serve with vegetable sticks. Mixed seeds. Use in salads. Munch on as a snack or sprinkle over roasted vegetables for the last 5 minutes of cooking. Well, that's all we have time for today. I will be back next time with more Diabetic Living. I'm Mary Jo Pullen. Have a terrific day.